This is your 101.7 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update. We Energy's customers can expect some money back on their upcoming electric bills. The company says lower fuel costs this year is about a $25 credit for the average household this fall. Wisconsin's Public Service Commission requires utilities to refund customers whenever fuel prices end up being cheaper than projected. A proposal to discontinue Milwaukee County Transit System service on Christmas Day could save the system over $100,000. That's according to the proposal's author, Sheldon Wasserman, who says cutting a day of service on the Christmas holiday would be a net positive for a system dealing with an ongoing budget deficit.
By saving one day, gasoline and salaries and all the other mechanicals, it really is a win-win for everybody involved.
The proposal cites 2024 data indicating just under 14,000 total rides system-wide on Christmas last year. MCTS says they are reviewing the supervisor's proposal, but want to ensure minimal impact to passengers riding the bus on the holiday. City leaders say Milwaukee's new Office of African American Affairs will make it easier for residents to get resources. The office plans to bring together services that are often separated. Alderman DeAndre Jackson says it's about connecting the dots for families.
I think people and government look at problems as if they're different. They're not different. So having a hub where everything is at, a one-stop shop, so to speak, makes everything easier. All these things can work hand-in-hand instead of being separate silos.
The office will work with partners across Milwaukee to help residents find support under one roof. This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on the new 101.7 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. So much stuff happened this weekend. So much stuff happened this weekend that I don't have enough room and enough space to put it all in. Can somebody help me? Anybody? Can somebody help me? 833-212-1017. It's one of those. Hey, what's up, SE? What's up, Quanda? Y'all beefing over? Don't make me have to jump on YouTube and smack people around now. I mean, verbally smack people around now. Not actually. What's up, y'all? So, I have a bit of an issue. There's some things that I want to share with you that I think you need to know. There's some things that I need you to understand. Some some like life realities. You know what I'm saying? Some things that no matter where you are in your life, you need to understand. But this is especially for anyone under the age of 50, which from what I understand is a significant number of people. Although everybody keeps, it's like Gen Z and millennials, like, don't grasp the fact that we're the largest generation. Well, you're supposed to be because everybody else is dying. So at some point, we need to understand some things. We need to understand some life lessons. So it doesn't matter whether or not you want life lessons. Life is going to teach you lessons whether you want them or not, whether you're ready or not. Let me give you 10 truths you should carry with you. 10 truths that can change the way you live your life. These aren't original. These have been said before. I just think it's something that bears repeating. Number one, life is unpredictable. Storms are going to come. Sunshine is going to fade. But your ability to adapt will determine your strength. The more you work out, the more pain you have, the stronger you will become. You can't have one without the other. Number two, time is priceless. You can lose money, you can make it back. But time, once it's gone forever. Now, you can always pick up time and move forward. There's always room, there's always hope. Number three, health is wealth. But wealth still counts, though, but I'm just saying. Health is wealth. No dream, no success, no fortune matters if you lose your body or your mind. Think about those football players. They might have gave you $188 million and $135 million of it is guaranteed. But if you can't walk and you don't know who you are, it really doesn't matter. Number four, relationships shape you. The people you walk with will either pull you forward or drag you down. Choose wisely. I don't necessarily agree with that because relationships are on roller coasters. So sometimes it feels like you're moving forward, but all you're doing is walking into a valley. And sometimes it feels like people are dragging you down, but actually you're going up out of the valley. So, got to put an asterisk by that one. Number five, failure is not the end. Every setback is really a setup for your next comeback. You've heard that before. The only time failure is in the end is if you quit. And recently I've known people that quit. Hard times come. You decide something in your mind, and whether or not it's true or not, you just go with it. And you quit. And you end it. Number six, money brings comfort, but it will never bring purpose. Got that? Money brings comfort, but it won't bring purpose. Your purpose can bring you money, but your money will never bring you your purpose. Don't mistake a paycheck for a calling. Just because you get paid well, just because you get paid to do it, doesn't mean you should do it. I mean, like, prostitution brings money. It's a paycheck. Is it a calling? It brought comfort. But what's your purpose? Number seven, comparison steals joy. Stop comparing yourself to other people. I was telling some students that at Concordia University today. Stop comparing yourself to other people. And yes, I'm going to go out on a limb and say it. We keep telling students their grade point averages mean they can go through and they can complete and they can do all this stuff. Honestly, that's a white manifestation. And I'm not being mean by anything. That is how they use to figure out whether or not their people are better than those people. until you graduate, nobody cares what your grade point average is. Because if you can't do the work, it don't matter. But it'll help you get in grad school. It'll help you. Right. So you've fallen into the system that drives itself financially on you continuing your education. There's nothing wrong with that. Education is, I'm a education snob. But in the end, stop comparing yourselves to other people. Be the best you can be. Remember, the BC student hires the A student to work for them because they're usually the ones that start the company. Comparison steals your joy, your race, your pace, your journey. Run away from it. Stop it. Number 8, gratitude transforms. It takes what you have to actually make it more than enough. In other words, whatever you have, be content. To a point. I might be content, but I'm not resting on my laurels either. Number 9, change is inevitable. Resist it and you'll break. Somebody pulling you back, I mean grabbing you, and you pull away, you'll probably end up hurting yourself more instead of going with it. That's one of the things judo teaches you and many martial arts teaches you is instead of going against the flow, you go with the flow and you're able to get more things done. Change is going to happen. There's nothing you can do about it. And number 10, legacy lasts. The work you do, the love you give, the values you live, those will outlive you. You still remember people from years ago. You still remember the things they did, the things they said, how they acted. The issue with this is not something you should tell somebody else. This is not something you should give to somebody else. This is a truth. All of them are truths that you should live. So decide right now which ones you will carry with you. Which one resonates with you? 833-212-1017 is the number. Start today. Decide what your truth is, your one truth, and carry it. Why do I say that? Life isn't waiting.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
I thought I told you that we won't stop. I thought I told you that we won't stop.
Jesus, the notorious just. Please us with your lyrical thesis. We just chillin', milk 'em, top billin', silkin', pure linen.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I almost got lost in some biggie. So, hey, why are you shaking your head like what? What? Like I can't talk, like I can't sing biggie? Wow. Oh, wow. Anyway, 833-212-1017 is the number. So I sent you a text, Glenn, and I want you to read it. Yep.
Crash detected SOS. Dr. Kenneth Harris Jr. called emergency services from this approximate location after iPhone detected a crash. You are receiving this message because Dr. Kenneth has listed you as an emergency contact.
And then you see the little map on there where the car crash happened like 4:35, 5 o'clock on Saturday. Crash, SOS. Menominee Falls police, fire, ambulance, all that. Right? I get home, my wife looks at me like, and so I'm like, can you drive up? Like what? She goes, where's your phone? And I said, in the trunk. She said, you sure? I said, when I was driving, I checked to see where my phone was, and I couldn't find it. And so I did this, right? I used my Apple Watch, and I did this. And I said, I hear my phone, so my phone's in the car, and went home. She said, we thought you were in an accident and you were dead. And I said, what do you mean? She said, your phone is in Menominee Falls. I said, how's my phone in the Menominee Falls? She said, I don't know. And then I realized when I was putting my stuff in the trunk, leaving Germantown, I put my phone on the top of my car. ADHD, right? Soon as you get distracted, poof, gone. So if you've ever been southbound on 41 and you have the 145 split that turns into Fond du Lac, when I turned there, that's when the phone fell off. But here's the kicker. Here's the weird part about it. When I couldn't find my phone, I saw Highway Q and I said, I should just pull off the Highway Q and go in a parking lot and get my phone. And I didn't. Had I done that, look at this. Had I done that, my phone wouldn't look like this. It is absolutely, positively, beyond a shadow of a doubt, crushed. Look at that. It is gross. I cried the whole time. Look, I even got my picture on my phone and everything, and you can see it was me. But look at that. Toe up from the flow up. It hit so bad that my case, it don't even fit no more. Like, it's just like, yeah. So my daughter calls, because my daughters are my emergency contacts and my wife. So my daughter calls my phone. Oh, you probably dropped this phone. They answer the phone.
Menominee Falls Police Department.
She like, oh, my God. And then she finds out, anything happened to my dad? She's like, no. He's not here. Car's not here. But his phone is. And so me and Denise Thomas will be talking about it later tonight, telling a story again during Truth Unfiltered from 6 to 8. But it was, dude, it was like,
it's not my fault.
Yeah, actually, it was my fault. So I felt kind of dumb. I felt kind of ignorant. And then I found out I only have like a couple of $100 left on paying it off, which means I can upgrade. So I said, yeah, I'm keeping it. It actually works. It charges, takes pictures, sends, receives, calls, texts. So I'm like, I'm not getting rid of my phone. How long do you think it's going to last for me to keep this cracked up phone? Because, you know, I don't get all embarrassed and people say, what happened to your phone? I don't get all embarrassed. How long do you think it'll take before I go get a phone?
Christmas. That'll be your Christmas gift to yourself, a new phone.
That's going to be my Halloween gift. Halloween, dude. Probably not even that long. Because if I got to go somewhere, I don't want a cracked up phone. And if I actually drop it, it's completely out. So probably in the next week or so, I'm going to just go get a new phone. Pay off the old one, get a new one, be done. Which means I get to upgrade to the highest. Because I never do that. I never upgrade to the most, right? Because no matter, I think like highest now is like what, like a 16 Pro? Well, the 17 is coming out this fall. So it really doesn't make it, you don't have an iPhone, do you? Yeah. Real people have iPhones. So it worked out. So I'm good. Everything good. Nothing broke. Thank you, not really a city girl. I heard that. I appreciate you. She said, blue is really your color. I stole it. Also want to remind you, Black Book Thursday is rescheduled. I'm not going to be here this Thursday because there's a football game. Catholic Memorial is playing, and so I will not be doing my show. It should be scheduled for the 18th of September, which is the following. You know, you got it like the 11th, and then you add 7, and then it's 18. So September 18th. From 4 to 6. Remember, we're going to be looking at the book The Whiteness of Wealth by Dorothy A. Brown. Now, I did find another book for October. We're going to talk about that in the 5 o'clock hour. I found a cold book that just came out. It comes out tomorrow. And I already downloaded the audiobook. So I'm ready to rock. You know what I'm saying? I'm ready to write. You know what I really think, though? People write books and get audiobooks done rather quick. And so I think what they do is use AI and they have you read a whole script and then they take your words and then they upload the book and they have you read the book. And then they go back and correct it and edit it. That's what I think. But I don't know. I don't know what's going on. 833-212-1017 is the number. Which one of these like tickles your fancy? Which one of these truths made you go, yep, that's me, that's what I'm gonna do? I think I've tried to live all of these. I really do. I think I've tried to live all of them. So I don't know. I've tried to give life the best living that it can possibly have. Does that make any sense? But there's some things in life that are just true. You can't go back to the past. Not even God can go back and change the past. It's over. It's done with. There's nothing you can do. Life's not waiting for you. You need to get up and do what it is you're going to do. And I never understood why people decide to stay where they are when they don't want to be where they are. Don't ask for help. Don't reach out. Ego is a killer. Ego is a killer. It'll stop you from doing so many things, but yet, oh well. I don't know. 833-212. I guess it's Melancholy Monday or something. I'm just like chilling. Everything is great. I'm afraid to check the weather because I know it got warmer today. Current temperature in Milwaukee as of 18 minutes after the hour, 69 degrees. The high today was 72. It's fair skies. And it looks like the low tonight is 54. Winds are from the southeast at 10 miles an hour. So, yeah. Interesting. 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 Do you like this cold weather? Like the weather that's getting, like?
I tend to get very, very warm very easily. So I'm all in favor of 55 to 60 degree weather.
Really? I like that too. I like it too. But I also like Arizona weather. That's why I said I, not we.
I'm glad you spoke for you.
I love Arizona weather. It's that dry heat and you can go out in it. Can't stay for long, but you can go out in it if the sun isn't blazing. You know, it's decent. I like it. I enjoy it. You ever see your computer say update complete and you didn't know it was updating? And then you realize it's one of those fake ads that pop up and if you click it, you'll destroy your whole system. Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. 833-212-1017 is the number. So Dr. Cassilius needs to be careful. When we come back, we're going to talk about something that she did, that she talked about on TV. And I'm going to send a message to Dr. Cassilius, the superintendent of Milwaukee Public Schools, a suggestion, just a suggestion. Didn't do anything wrong, but I think you should understand the timber and the climate of Milwaukee.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. Away from me, I'll go crazy. No, I'll go
insane. No, baby. Hey.
your problems, baby, and I got mine. Let's just spend
833-212-1017 is the number. Woo! Gotta go somewhere and sit down and cool off now. Not because of the song, because it's hot in here. 833-212-1017 is the number. What's up? I don't know what that means. Glowash or G-Lowash? I don't know what that means. What's up, not really a city girl? Curly Q, what's going on? Let's see. Quand is here. SC is here. I think I got everybody. Everybody. I think I got all women in the chat today. What's going on? Sincere Ronnie Ray Real, you showed up. Anyway, thought they was all mine. Speaking of all mine, looks like my tax money might be coming up a little short. From WISN.com, Milwaukee Public School Superintendent Brenda Caselius says the district could have a $100 million structural imbalance as soon as next year and is already raising the issue with the state lawmakers. So, is there no additional state aid coming in? I'm sorry, let me rephrase that, because this is what she said, and I want to quote her correctly. If there is no additional state aid coming in, that would either mean pretty drastic cuts to the district or raising of revenue somehow to be able to continue to provide the same level of service we're providing today. That's what she told WISN 12's Upfront, which is produced in partnership with WisPolitics.com. She went on to say, anytime you have inflation, our gas prices go up, our utility prices go up, our food prices go up, and I'm sure parents are tightening their own belts, and so we'll be tightening our belts, as well as we face what might be up to $100 million structural imbalance that we think we might have next year as we begin to look at the budget for the upcoming year. Caselia says she met with Governor Tony Evers and Republican leaders as she begins her first full school year as superintendent. And then she said this, I have met with the Republican leaders, she said. They have gone really well. Obviously, I think they'll want to see some demonstrated results out of MPS, but they have been open and friendly, and I think they want to see change at MPS too. Caselia says she spent the summer ensuring all 50 of the district schools built before 1950 were cleared of lead issues, which the district announced on Friday. The district recently recouped $33 million from the Department of Public Instruction after financial crisis led to missed deadlines and accounting errors. And so here's the deal. Here's the deal. The county, just MT, Milwaukee County's MCTS, Milwaukee County Transit System, has a deficit now and have a deficit next year. The county itself will probably have a deficit. MPS will have a deficit. Nobody's saying anything about the city, because normally when you don't have something and everybody else is complaining, you say, oh, no, we're in good shape. And nobody's saying that. And once again, it's going to creep up on us just like SDC did, right? You see little trickle here, a little trickle there, a little trickle here, a little trickle there. Nobody does anything about it. And then boom. And then somebody says, what happened? Well, you know what happened. You listened to what people told you, and they told you everything was great. She is telling you it's not great. I think the issue the superintendent is going to have is that she went to Republicans. And people in Wisconsin, in Milwaukee, don't like Republicans. So anything you do to try to get help from Republicans, money from Republicans, they're going to think you're on their side because you're not fighting against them, and you're going to get canceled. So be careful, Dr. Caselius. Be careful, because they'll come after you next. You've been talking to the Republicans too long. Your county executive and your mayor both had to go talk to the Republicans to get what they wanted in a bill. The ability to tax and raise their taxes. Milwaukee was one of the few cities that had a city tax, and now we do. You don't think that tax is going to expand and tax other things that are not normally taxed? You don't think consolidation is going to happen like they're doing? Who was it? Is it West Dallas and Tulsa? Like eventually all that's going to come together, police, fire. You cannot afford not to do it. Fire is kind of universal because they just handle what they're supposed to handle and the state says it's what you do. Police is a little different because police, you have certain ordinances and statutes that are different in each city. But in the end, MPS has a $1.5 billion budget. And they're going to be a little bit short. And what do you do? How do you fix it? What do you think they should do? 833-212-1017. We're back where we were before. We've cleaned up most of those things. And now we're looking at how do we figure out what we do when we're going to come up $100 million short. And this is after recouping the $33 million. This is after, right? So now we only got, yeah. You're still going to be short. Still going to be short. And nobody was smart enough to put in the contract with the union that if funding adjusts, then your raise is adjusted accordingly. They just expect their raise. And that's the idiocy of the teachers union. They just kind of, you know, well, we want it no matter what. We don't care what you do. Go out of if they go out of business and if the state takes over, you're not getting anything. It's going to be an emergency. And they'll just freeze. And you'll complain. And the union doesn't have enough money to go to court that long. You think you're going to be able to go to court, go all the way to the Supreme Court? Knock yourself out. You don't have access to taxpayer money. You only have access to teachers' money, and it ain't that many of them. You only have access to the teachers' union money, which means you're going to have to go to the American Federation of Teachers or whoever you're affiliated with to get deep pockets, and they don't have enough money. The government hires lawyers to work for them. Yeah, I really got to work that hard. So the bottom line is Milwaukee is going to have to figure out, we are going to have to figure out what we're going to do with our school system. That means, you ready? When we come back, I'm going to tell you the one thing MPS can do to balance the budget. What are your thoughts? 833-212-1017 is the number. Do you have a suggestion of what MPS can do to balance the imbalance of $100 million budget next year? And if you divide 500,000 people into $100 million, guess what, y'all? It's not a lot of money. But it's something.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
We both seek and hope to find real
Can you stop singing and turn the music down? Like, he is gone. Like, Glenn is like just got his eyes closed and he just rocking. Like, who you thinking about? 833-212-10. What's her name? 833-212-10. I'm just saying. He had that look. You know how you remember that person? You'd be like, yeah. And he just went, whoop. I was like, come back. Come back. We got a show to do. Come back. Ooh, Lord have mercy. He had that look. He had the look. I ain't mad at you, though. I am not mad at you. Let me see what's going on with Black Facts. What's going on today? Mississippi governor requested federal troops to protect African-American voters. That is September 8th. You ready? 1875. Mississippi plan of 1875 developed by white Southern Democrats as part of the white insurgency during the Reconstruction era of the United States of America. On Election Day, the ban of whites carrying firearms would menace black people and tell them they couldn't vote. And President Grant had destroyed the Ku Klux Klan under the Enforcement Acts of 1871. But guess what? They came back, and Republican Governor Adelbert Ames was a highly vocal advocate of black suffrage, became enormously popular in Mississippi's former slave. So there were times in the South. When I was growing up, I used to always think that there was this straight hatred. But even Governor Wallace, who blocked the stairs of the University of Mississippi and wouldn't let black people go to school there. I went to Selma because I used to be the department chair for justice and public policy at Concordia University, Wisconsin, and Concordia College, Alabama. It was in Selma. So a couple times a semester, I was on the road for 13 hours, driving to Selma, checking on students, checking on faculty and all that. And it was in Selma, and you know about Selma, right? Edmund Pettus Bridge and all that stuff. And so, and I have to say, very few things make me emotional. Very few things make me emotional publicly that I will actually cry. Out of the public eye, like if I was sitting with Glenn or somebody else and I started crying, it wouldn't bother me in the least. Like, if you cry, you cry. Seeing the bridge, I had to pull over. Like, understanding the power of seeing that bridge. And so the place where we met was the local community college. And the local community college was named the Wallace Community College. And so I kind of went, why? George C. Wallace State Community College. They had a branch in Selma, Alabama. And so I asked one of the ladies, and she looked at me, woman. Looked at me. She had to have been maybe 65, 70 years old at the time. She looked at me and said, no, honey, you don't get to say anything negative about George Wallace. And I was like the George Wallace that stopped people from being able to vote? She said, no, he changed. And he learned and he grew. And he made life in Selma for black people significantly better than it was. He brought money, he brought jobs, and she went on this litany of all the things that George Wallace had done afterwards. The trouble was no one was able to change his reputation once history books came in. So once history books started to paint George Wallace as this racist dude, he just became this racist guy. And once it's etched in your brain, Dr. Ken is a racist, and then you print it in a book, and then kids read it all over the country, it just reinforces what older black people were saying, who then migrated out. Couple of the other books we're going to be looking at is Cast by Isabel Wilkerson. So we'll be doing, depends on the feedback I get, you know, when I compare the two books. I have a little group of people, I kind of get a book and say, which one should I do first and all that. So we're looking at that. All things be told, if everything goes great, we'll have the Truth Roundtable on tomorrow. We'll be discussing a few things of what's been happening over the past month or two in the city of Milwaukee. Linnell Ramey, Nolita Franz, and T. Smith will be rolling through. So we'll see what happens. All right? Okay. 833-212-1017 is the number. Let me check this talk and text line before I get in trouble. Oh, before I do, let me see if there's anything else. Okay. That's nothing. Why is that in there? Anyway. Latrell Sprewell was born today. Wasn't he born here in Milwaukee? Yep. Latrell Fontaine. Ooh, Lord. He must have been a good fighter with a middle name like Fontaine. Sprewell is a former NBA star who played for the Golden State Warriors, New York Knicks, and Minnesota Timberwolves. Born on September 8th, 1970 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, attended Washington High School in Milwaukee, where he played basketball. Between 1988 and 1990, he played with the Three Rivers Community College Raiders basketball team in Missouri, and then from 1990 to 92 went to the University of Alabama alongside future star Robert Horry, Jason Caffrey, and James Robinson. And then in the 92 draft, boom, he took off. Whatever happened to him? What's he doing now? I wonder.
Hanging out on Brady Street?
Wow, really? Okay. All right. Hanging out on Brady Street. That's what somebody just told me. I didn't say that. I'm not going to tell you who said it because then the next time Latrell Sprewell run into that person. Yeah. How tall is he? I wonder how tall he is. Dorothy Dandridge died on this day in Hollywood. 6'5"? Yeah, dude. If I was you, I wouldn't be saying stuff like that about Latrell Sprewell. I'm just saying. He's a little tall. He's a little tall for me. I'm like 6'2". So, you know, yeah. Yeah. 833-212-1017. Okay, so let me speed. I got a couple minutes. Let me go check the talking text line, see if anybody's hollering at me. Let's see. Good afternoon. What's up, Curly Q? Isn't it about time to have the superintendent back on the show? Yes, it is. I'm putting a request in for that and a couple other things, so just hang on. Somebody said, I've been without a phone before. I'd become Apple Team Apple. You would rather be without a phone? And somebody said, then switching to Apple. Yep. So somebody said they would rather not have a phone than switch to Apple. My question is, why don't you like Apple? I got an Apple computer, I got an Apple phone, and I got an Apple Watch. I can do anything from any of them I don't understand that. I literally can do anything. What can you do with your Google phone? What do they call them phones that are Google phones? What do they call them? What do they call them? Yeah, I got a brain block when it comes to Google phones, so I don't really. I've always been an Apple guy. I had another phone and it drove me so crazy. I went back, and I've never left. Matter of fact, the only thing I don't have is an iPad. I really need an iPad. That's what I really need. I need an iPad because then I can put a phone in it and then I don't need a computer. or anything. I can just have my iPad. But isn't that kind of, like, how do you talk on the phone with, like, I guess I'll have to buy one and see, right? Something wrong with Curly Q. If you're not, oh, I got it. Hey, Curly Q, if you're not Team Apple, you ain't Truth Nation. How's that? Like, 3/4 of the people would not be Truth Nation then, because a lot of people don't have iPhones. I get it. I understand completely. That's what's up. 833-212-1017 is the number. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Top 5 at 5 up next.